Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mayor de Blasio talks about the logistics involved in getting students back to class when we get the green light for that.
The mayor's been huddling with health and education officials to ramp up stricter testing protocols when school resumes.
What we're doing is turning our capacity to how we would build that out.
Students, teachers, and staff will be tested before school opens and regularly during the term. He's urging parents to get consent forms in now. He'll phase in the restart with District 75 special ed students returning first, then 3K, pre-K, elementary school, and up.
Once we have the vaccine, with every passing month, I really believe we can make things better.
When that happens, he believes more kids will be back in the classroom. Juliette Papa, 1010 Winds News.